Well, I don't know. I never really worked with London, but I will say this. I think watching them both work, it appears to me like those two guys do the same things for their team. I know how mature and how much of a leader DeQuell is, and it's obvious to me that by watching them that London Fletcher does the same thing for their team.
Let me just talk to Tom. Pat, can you just talk about the job he's done putting this roster together in the couple of years he hasn't been here?
Well, I just know that our team looks a lot different now than it did when I came here a couple of years ago. And so, we're a lot better. You know, our roster is younger. We've added some explosive players on both sides of the football. And time will tell how good these young players are. But and it's mixed in with some veteran guys that have been around here quite a while that have helped show leadership. So as a coach looking at it, I feel much better about our team now than I did 2 years ago.
Your working relationship with Tom, I mean, is that about as good as it could be? I know you guys have background together, but just in terms of, here's what I...
Well, this is my first go as a head coach, working with a general manager, and obviously I had a lot of knowledge about Tom, and we worked together in Philadelphia in different roles, but I feel like we have a good flow of ideas, we share information well, and we sit down, and or at least we've sat down in the past and done what we thought was right, number one, with the roster, and then, of course, each week putting the best guys out there.
How much of you guys, the two of you, talked about the uncertain future?
We don't talk about that. Okay. I've expressed my feelings about the uncertainty of the future and that we're worried about this week's game, and I think the same could be said for Tom and I behind the scenes.
Anything else?
Just more on, we've asked you about RG3 all week. So just how prepared are you guys for him?
Well, we feel good about the plan. You know, we'll see. RG3 has done a good job against everybody else that's planned for him. So we'll see. But I think our guys are looking forward to playing the Redskins, regardless of who plays quarterback.